NHT to provide 8,000 new loans valued at $17.8 billion. And government to address overconsumption of sweetened drinks. You're tuned in to House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Andre Palmer.
We are serious about giving Jamaicans the opportunity to own their own home.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness making his contribution to the 2017-18 budget debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. On that note, the Prime Minister announced that the National Housing Trust NHT plans to write more than 8,000 new loans valued at $17.8 billion for the 2017-18 financial year, as it unveils increased benefits for low-income earners.
The NHT will implement policies effective July 1 this year to ensure that any individual contributing for 7 years or more who meets the NHT eligibility requirement is able to access funding to allow him or her to purchase at minimum a studio unit.
A special incentive will also be made to eligible contributors who wish to purchase scheme units. Subject to affordability, the NHT will offer 100% financing for all housing solutions it produces. Mr. Holness says these initiatives tie into previous policy changes and will lead to greater take-up of loans by low-income earners. Meanwhile, come April 1, the NHT will begin its Housing Microfinance Initiative, which will allow low-income contributors to repair or improve existing homes or build their own homes, one step at a time. Prime Minister Holness says the initiative provides unsecured credit to meet the demands of low-income households. In addition, the NHT will provide funds to other institutions for unlending to current and new contributors to meet specific needs such as titling, infrastructure, utilities installation, construction preliminaries, and completion, as well as incremental new construction. This will also take effect April 1.
A maximum of $850,000 per borrower will be provided with a loan tenure of between 6 months to 5 years.
This facility is also accessible to non-contributors, but they must become contributors before disbursement. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is considering a fair approach to discourage the overconsumption of sweetened drinks. The Prime Minister notes that more than half of the population is overweight, adding that the consumption of sweetened carbonated soft drinks by young people is too high.
It is estimated that 3 out of 4 students drink a soda 1 or more times a day. We must lead by example, and I've directed the Minister of Education and the Minister of Health to examine ways in which sugar could be reduced or removed from formulations sponsored and served by the government in public educational institutions.
The Prime Minister has also suggested the launch and development of a public education campaign about the effects of overconsumption of sugar. And finally, an act to provide for special measures for upholding and preserving the rule of law, public order, citizen security, and public safety within certain geographically defined areas of Jamaica and for connected matters was tabled in the House on Tuesday. The Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017 was tabled by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The bill seeks to establish the legal framework in which the Prime Minister, acting on the advice of the National Security Council, may declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations and community development measures. Mr. Holness says this legislation is designed to give effect to a well-established and practiced security and community building strategy termed Clear, Hold, Build. He says while the measures being contemplated are urgent, it is important that they get bipartisan support and benefit from the closer scrutiny of the Parliament in a joint select committee.
I believe that in this bill we have struck the right balance of resolute policing with respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. I urge its quick passage so that we may save innocent Jamaicans from being deprived of their right to life and the enabling freedoms to enjoy it.
That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.